Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say, this town don't look good in the snow. You don't care, I know.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today has appeared in many hit movies such as The Fighter, American Hustle, Manchester by the Sea, and Patriot's Day, just to name a few. But her career as an actress is an encore one, because before becoming an actress in 2008, she was actually a registered nurse right here on the South Shore. Erica McDermott, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And what is your nickname?
E. McD.
E. McD. When I saw that in one of the emails, I'm like, is that E. McD, M-E-M-C-D? Like, I didn't know what it was. Why? Who called you that? How did that start?
It's been E. McD right after I got married. It just stuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. And you know, I think it's fascinating that you don't have a website.
I know. I don't have a website.
Like, what are the celebs doing now? Like, you're only Twitter. Like,
yeah.
That's it.
That, I'm Twitter, and I'm on IMDb, where people can follow what I'm up to and what I'm working on, and they can see stills from different films or television shows that I was in.
Okay, and they can also Google Erica McDermott News, is what really you told me to do.
Yeah.
And then I got some, you know, good nuggets of information about you. So it was kind of fun cyberstalking you for a little bit. And then I did watch American Hustle recently, which is one of my favorite movies. Oh my God, that was so good.
It was so much fun to work on that. Wasn't the costuming beautiful?
Oh my God.
That like time was beautiful.
That look on your face. And then you just froze. They froze the camera. Yep. The camera right on your eyes, bugging out. That was really great.
Oh, thank you so much. And you would never know, but a ton of work went into creating that character. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, did they dye your hair?
My hair had already been, my hair was dark in that one. So I had that film, David O. Russell really wasn't sure exactly what he wanted the piece to be. He knew that I was going to be some sort of a scam artist with Shea Whigham.
Oh.
And he actually had me go home and watch, what movie was it? Vertigo. You know that old movie Vertigo?
No.
With Tippi Hedren. It is a...
Freaky, crazy.
Yeah, and I had to go home and watch it, and it was a really cool film. But we ended up making that character after the main character in that.
Really?
The hairdo, the outfit, the estate jewelry, the way that I held my hands, the slowness of it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, wait a minute. You're talking about The Fighter.
I'm talking about American Hustle.
You're talking about American Hustle.
Yes. Yep. And I have the dark hair. Oh. It almost looks like a Planet of the Apes hairdo.
I'm confusing because I love that character. You were beautiful in that character, but you were not quite so beautiful in The Fighter.
Oh, in The Fighter.
And on the couch.
Now that's a different story.
The scene I'm thinking of is the couch scene when you just bug your eyes out and it's like cat fights.
Oh,
and
The Fighter was definitely messy. It was a lot
All right.
Of
so
fun.
Now I got to go look at this Vertigo, because that character, you were beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And your expressions. Do you do any imitations or what is it called? Can you do Cher? Can you like do?
If I had some time, sure.
Really?
I think I could. I'd at least give it my best shot. Yeah.
Nice.
I really like doing character study. It's a lot of fun.
So by trade, you became a registered nurse.
Yeah. I was a registered nurse.
And you were plugging along.
I was, yeah.
It was in your career.
I was. I loved it.
What happened in 2008? Well, it was probably before 2008.
It was actually in 2008. Everything changed. 2008 was the year that my girls were both going to be in school full time.
Yeah.
It was the year that I had been fortunate enough to stay home with them to raise them.
Yeah.
And when they were going to be in school full time, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go back to work and get an office, maybe get an office job, like a nursing mother hours kind of office job.
Mm.
So as I was interviewing for different jobs around town, whether it was in Scituate or Cohasset or Hingham, just small pediatrician offices. There's a director who lives in Scituate. Her name is Lisa Rafferty. Mm. And she had created and written and directed a very successful stage comedy called Momologues.
Oh, yep. I read that. Yes.
So that had already been in Boston and had been a great show. She had decided her kids were in the Scituate school system at that time.
Hmm.
She said, I think I'd like to bring the show to Scituate for one night only. Hmm. And I would like to get one mom from every school in Scituate to get up on stage and do the show. And every dime we make will go to the Scituate school system.
Nice.
So my name came up at the table. And I had never met Lisa. I had never been an actress. I mean, I did one school play in middle school. And
yeah.
I had done some really... easygoing commercials for my dad's business at the time, but not speaking or anything. It was just kind of for the fun of it.
So you never had a dream?
Never.
Ever?
No.
Growing up, never had a dream of becoming an actress?
No.
Never thought it was in your reach?
Not even that it was in my reach. It wasn't even in my vision.
Wow.
I wasn't trying to reach for that.
Wow. That's amazing.
I know. It was crazy the way the whole thing happened.
So go ahead. Continue.
So I did the show. I was very reluctant to do the show.
Yeah.
I said, are you sure you want me to do this?
Like,
really?
I'm a nurse. I'm a mom.
I don't know. So anyway, I said, hey, you know what? I'll go meet the director and let's see what happens. And Lisa and I hit it off and I had read a few monologues for her. And she said, oh, no, you're definitely doing the show. 100%. So about a week before the show, my stomach was a mess. I'm like, what have I done? I can't even believe I have to get up on stage and do this. I was a nervous wreck. Like nervous wreck.
Because this is beyond speaking in public.
Oh, no. This is I'm getting up and doing massive monologues in front of my peers and friends and people in my town. And after the show was over, it was like I had lived my entire life with an itchy back that somebody scratched, and I didn't know how itchy it was until someone scratched it.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So at the end of the show, I'm like, I cannot believe how awesome that was.
Mm.
And I said, oh my God, I need somebody to scratch my back again.
I
just couldn't believe it was only one night. I really couldn't. I was so disappointed that it was only one night.
And what did your friends say?
Oh, it was just a lot of fun. Everybody said, oh my God, that was so fun. I can't believe you did that.
You should do it again.
You should do it again. Yeah. Pretty much.
So let me ask you, what was it like to play your very first movie role?
My very first movie role. What was it like?
And which movie was that?
So my very first film that I made, the very first audition I ever had was for The Fighter.
It was?
Yes.
Shut up.
No, and it was an open casting call. So hundreds and hundreds of people showed up. And they were looking that day. It was a beautiful Saturday. It was in May. It was that first nice weekend where everybody's like, let's go to the beach.
Mm.
And I didn't want to tell anybody what I was doing. Didn't want to tell anybody what I was up to. So because I didn't want people to think it was, having like a midlife crisis.
Crazy.
Like, who
does
she think she is?
Yeah.
So I went in, waited in the long line. And they were looking for crackheads, small Cambodian men, and tough girls.
Oh, my God.
So I said, okay, clearly I'm going in for the tough girl.
Oh, crackheads was the brother.
Yeah.
Marky Mark, I call. In my head, I can't get rid of that. But, okay, so you went in.
So I went in for the tough girl. Yeah, I just waited in a long line and went in and stood in a circle. And when the casting director came in, she went around the room and started knocking people down one at a time, like, nope, no, 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 no. And when she got to me... I ran my mouth off. She said, I think you're too pretty to do what we would need you to do. And I stepped out of line and got in her face and swore and said, no, you're going to effing put me in this movie is what you're going to do.
Oh, my God. And so then, you acted it.
Oh, yeah. Right there. I swore at her and everything. It was terrible. I actually thought I was going to get thrown out of the building. I did.
Wow.
Everybody in the room was beside themselves. I could see everybody moving and, you know, like, oh, is she going to hit her? Oh, my
God. This is like the ultimate being vulnerable and just letting it all out there and cut the cord.
Yeah.
Like you had nothing to lose. And you just put it all out there.
I had a screw it moment. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? I'm going to get thrown out and I never get anything? Or do I do this? Yeah.
I've been barred from many of other places, better places than this.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
You have that mentality, right? Oh, my gosh. Well, so you are going, we have to go to break. And I just want to mention before we go, you are going to be honored at the Story Behind Her Success Luncheon, which is Friday, October 19th at Granite Links in Quincy. And tickets are on sale at Eventbrite. So you can kind of go to Eventbrite. Bright and Google it. And tickets are $80. So it's a huge day of inspiration. And when we come back, I hope you'll share with us what you want people to take away that day when you speak, because you'll have like a 20-minute gig or whatever. Yeah, on the stage. So I hope you'll stay with us. You can also Google Erica McDermott News. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
How are your employees showing up to work? Do they bring their whole self, play to their strengths, and exceed expectations? Steinberg HR is a consulting company with a strong human resource foundation and operations background. Human resources can directly impact a business's return on investment. Wouldn't it be great to see a piece of you in each of your employees? Steinberg HR can create a long-term strategy so that your team will flourish and your business will thrive. Contact them today to start the conversation at steinberghr.com.
You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Love that line. You got to lose to know how to win.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
That's good.
So over the break, we shared something. I want you to share, why do you go in blind? And do you go into auditions blind, like not researching anyone? You just go in blind.
It's worked out for me this whole time. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Because having no expectations and no... go ahead.
Well, if I'm going to go in an audition for someone, does it really matter? Like, is it to get myself all nervous and to get myself flustered to go in? Does that help me? Does that help the situation at all?
Love it.
It doesn't. No.
Love it.
If I go in blind and you're a director that I know I should respect, then I'll just respect the moment and the opportunity that I was given.
Love it.
Yeah.
And now what do you want people to take away when you are there on the 19th as one of the women that are being honored that day?
What I really would love people to take away is I want women to know that it's never too late to change your career.
I have an encore career.
Yeah.
I walked into this building, and when you were talking about the scratching your back thing, I had that moment here the first time I was ever here in this building. So I kind of related to you there. But so many women can have an encore career.
Yeah.
You can walk away from something if you're not happy. But you were happy.
I was very happy. I'm definitely happier here. Mm. I'm happier with this. It's fun. It's fun. I feel, not that I didn't challenge myself as a nurse, because it was a challenge every day, but this is a different kind of challenge. This is like I'm constantly on a hunt. I'm looking for the next thing. I'm preparing for the next thing. I am researching for the next thing, putting myself out there. I'm taking risks. I'm staying true to ideas and different character development that I have. And I like that.
Is there a role out there that isn't there now that you wish was there?
Not that I really can think of. I love things that come my way. I love biopics. I've been really lucky to be in some great biopics.
What is a biopic?
Like based on truth, like Black Mass, which was the Whitey Bulger pick. The Fighter was based on the Warden Eklund family. I really enjoyed that. And there was some truth in American Hustle. Manchester by the Sea was not a biopic, but boy, it sure felt like it. I felt like that was so real, even though it wasn't. None of our characters were real. I felt like I could relate very much to all the characters in that.
Well, some women would say that, who did I interview? Catherine Michon, Muffintop. I don't know. She's in California. She was a great interview. And this was years ago. And she said there's not enough roles for women.
Yeah, that is true. There have been some really great films out there that that I won't mention their titles, but where I've looked at the cast and I'm like, oh man, there were only two girls in that.
And you see opportunity where some of the other characters could have been transitioned into a woman role.
Possibly. And then sometimes it was the era that the story took place where it's like, well, there really weren't a lot of girls involved in this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it depends. But yeah, I do wish that there were definitely there were more roles out there.
So are you truly happy with all of the roles that you've chosen?
Very much so. Yeah, very much so.
And is there a role that you would refuse to play?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't do anything that would embarrass me or my family. Or my children. My kids right now are 14, they're 15 and 16 year old girls. And I want them to know through me that it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Can you give an example of what something?
I wouldn't do a lot of, and I don't think poorly of any mother who would do this. It's just not right for me.
Yeah.
I don't think that I could do like a really raunchy nudity type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that I would ever, it would be really difficult for me, I think. It would be difficult for me to do anything, any sort of comedy that would just push it too far.
Well, and really, every role that you play, don't you take that with you? It's like a piece of you.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? So for me personally, I probably, if I ever, not that I'm ever going to be an actress because I don't know how to act or sing or anything like that, but I wouldn't want to play like a raped victim. Like there are some things that, you know, there's no going back. Once you play it, it's kind of a piece of you.
Definitely. I had I did say no to a role that was actually a theater piece that was far too difficult for me. It made me sad on a daily basis just after doing the table read and after starting to memorize.
Yeah, because you're taking it on.
It really brought me to a very dark place and made me super sad. And I said, even though this is an incredible opportunity with unbelievable producers and directors, this is not for me.
Yeah.
And again, that's something that I like my girls to see, is that it's okay. Even if it's a great opportunity, if it's not a good fit for you.
So on the flip side,
yes.
If there were a sitcom,
yes,
that you could be in on, what would you choose?
Something where I could let my Boston accent fly. Something here.
Oh.
I would like to be able to use my Boston accent. Oh. And I think that Boston has a lot of color. I think we have a great backdrop, and I think we have a lot of cool stories here.
And speaking of Boston, when we were on the phone, I was very surprised to hear that you don't ever go to California or New York. All of your gigs have been here in Boston.
Even if I audition
Boston,
in New York
in Boston.
Or L.A., they've been here, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
So movies that have been out in L.A., you've been auditioning and doing your role here?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
That is just amazing.
I know.
Maybe not everybody knows that.
Well, we do have the Mass Film Tax Credit here, which makes it, you know, to hire a local saves a lot of money for a project as well. Mm. And I've been fortunate enough to use my Boston accent. It has really secured me a lot of roles.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we almost have to go to break.
Okay. How
has your passion for acting evolved? Like, what did you see yourself in the beginning sort of feeling and doing? And now are you doing things differently?
I definitely think I was fearless going into this because what did I have to lose?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'd be as I look back at the day that I got my first call back and I'm like, wow, that was really quite gutsy.
Yeah. And almost easy.
Yeah. I'm like, what do I have to lose?
You were like, oh, like, no. Yeah. And then you were like, they were like, come back.
But I will say that I've been very lucky enough to get into some rooms that I just can't believe I've gotten into. I might not book the role, but I've gotten in the room, and that's a pretty big deal.
Mm.
Got to get in the room where it happens.
Do you have any secrets you can share with us?
Oh, I wish.
Out loud?
I can't. No, I can't yet. I have
so
some
you
stuff.
Have stuff. You have
I do.
Stuff going on.
I do.
A major role.
Major? No.
No.
But a major production.
A major production.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And when people Google you and they go to Eric McDermott News, are they looking for your... Forgive me.
Yes.
Reel or Ream?
They can look up IMDb.
Yeah.
Just Google Erica McDermott. You can look up under IMDb and you can see everything that I'm working on.
Okay.
Yeah. So as soon
but
as...
What, but is it a reel or a ream?
A reel.
Reel. Thank
yes.
you. Yes. Okay. Reel.
And I need to update my reel badly.
It's awesome. It's great to watch. My
Thank
kids
you.
Loved it. And
Thank you.
Some of the questions are from them.
Cool.
They were. I was like, if you could ask Aunt Jennifer Aniston anything you wanted, because my daughter's favorite show is Friends.
Oh, my gosh.
And then
I
so
love
they
that.
Were at my son. I said, if you could ask Drake anything, you know, so they were giving me a little bit of insight on what to ask you today.
That's great.
So, all right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and since 2013, you've heard me interview hundreds of business women who share their milestones and successes. Well, I have created a great motivational tool for anyone in business. I call them Reflections Cards. These cards can help you on your journey from overcoming limiting beliefs to achieving a new powerful mindset. And honestly, people are telling me they're a lot of fun. Contact me through PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Order your reflections cards today. Visit PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Marketing can be fun and easy at Leone Marketing Solutions. Rachel Leone can help you stand out from the crowd with innovative ideas and cutting-edge products. Rachel is the marketing professional that can help you boost your brand and stand out in the marketplace with the power of promotional products. Rachel Leone is your marketing expert. Leone Marketing Solutions is 100% women-owned, and they make it easy for you to do business with them. Visit LeoneMarketingSolutions.com today and get your next idea started. That's Leone, L-E-O-N-E, MarketingSolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Leticia Costa, Vice President of Business Banking, Commercial Lender with Eastern Bank. Eastern Bank has been the number one SBA lender in New England for 8 consecutive years. My goal is to support small businesses with completely customizable lending options. It can be complicated, so that's why I, Leticia Costa, do all the heavy lifting for you. Let's start the conversation. Contact me at l.costa@easternbank.com.
When I was young, I fell in love. We used to hold hands, man, that was enough.
Yeah.
Then we grew up, started to touch. Used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus. I know your daddy didn't like me much, and he didn't believe me when I see you with a wall. Every day, she found a way out of the window to sneak out late. She used to meet me on the inside, in the city with the sun all set. And every day, you know that we ride through the back streets of a blue Corvette. You know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me, yeah. We can do anything if you put a mind to it. Take your whole life, then you put a line through it.
My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me a heart, push it, I'm gonna break it. So come away, start it today. Start a new life together in a different place. We know that love is how all these ideas came to be. So baby, run away.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Erica McDermott. And you can go to ericamcdermott.com, or you can go to IMDB, which stands for
International Movie Database.
Okay. And then if you go there, you can Google you.
Yeah.
And then you'll come up and all of your things will come up.
Yeah.
And you are going to be, where's my place here? You're going to be featured at the Story Behind Her Success Luncheon Friday, October 19th at Granite Links in Quincy. Tickets are on sale at Eventbrite for $80, and it will be a major day of inspiration. I can't wait to go.
Me too.
So I want to ask you, how much time do you spend looking for auditions? And combing through, obviously you have, what do you call it? You have somebody.
An agent.
Agent, thank
yes.
you.
Yeah, so the audition.
I'm so lame with all the terms because I don't have one.
If I hear something coming to town that I haven't been called in for, my agent will help me with that. But here in Boston, we only have a couple of big agencies, the casting agencies. And, you know, fingers crossed that they just keep remembering to call me in and think of me when things come their way that I'm a good fit for.
Mm.
So that's Boston Casting and CP Casting. And they have both been very generous and really great to work with both.
Okay. All right. So you're not physically spending a lot of time. They're working for you.
They're working for all of us. And and when things come their way, I have a great working relationship. I've done several films for both of those casting agencies. And I've been really, really lucky that when something comes their way that they think I'm a good fit for, they'll call me in. And I just trust in that.
So in between roles.
Yes.
Do you practice characters?
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Yeah, always. I love
improv. Are you obsessed with it now?
I'm not obsessed with it, but I really, I love watching films. I love not critiquing them, but I just like paying really close attention, talking to my husband afterwards and saying, you know, did you think that was a good fit? How did you like that? I loved how this person did this. And that to me is a lot of fun. But when I do get an audition, I definitely go into, I go into work mode.
So when you're looking at competition,
mm-hmm.
which is other women actresses.
Yes.
You're not looking at, oh, she's got that and I don't have that. You're looking at it through the eyes of, okay, that's the way she did it. If I were in that role, I could have done it this way.
Yes.
So you're pulling inspiration from your competition.
Absolutely.
And is there a lot of competition for you?
My competition is a little different right now because a lot of girls my age have already, either they're super successful or they've kind of gone into a different avenue.
Okay.
So I'm kind of a fighter.
Mm.
I know that sounds crazy.
Elaborate on that. What do you mean you're a fighter?
So I'm a fighter. And a lot of the girls I think my age here are fighters. Because when you're up for certain roles, for me right now, sometimes the option, if I make it onto a table where a director has some choices, the people that I'm up against are extremely seasoned LA actresses. Every now and again that happens. And to me, that is like incredible. I'm so flattered that I can, like I said to you earlier, just to get in the room is such a massive opportunity that I respect so much.
Yeah.
So that my competition might not be the person sitting next to me on the bench waiting to go in. My competition, I sometimes don't know who it is until I find out who booked it when it wasn't me.
Ah.
And it's usually someone that I have a tremendous amount of respect for.
That is very interesting.
Which is flattering to think that they considered me for something and this woman, and she got it over me. I can't help but feel really awesome about that.
And grateful, yeah.
And grateful that I even got in the room.
It's like being nominated.
It feels really good.
It's like when you're nominated, even if you don't win. Oh my God!
Yes.
You're nominated next to all of
it's
these.
It's a bittersweet thing, but it's
wow.
but it's a good feeling.
Mm. Speaking of bittersweet, how's your family now? Because you mentioned like this cute little thing on the phone about, you know, they get excited and then.
Yeah. You know, the kids.
Because you got to shift. You got to make, if you get a role, you have to make some major shifts in your schedule.
Major shifts, like disappointing shifts, like canceling your vacation 2 days before kind of shifts. Or, you know, that's one thing that I always tell good friends and family, which is, yes, we can do this. But remember, if something comes up, I may need to cancel, or I may need to, you know, there's a lot of things that I cancel very, very, very last minute, and I can't always share why. Sometimes it's I might have a meeting with producers or a director, or I might have a late audition in Boston, you know, so that's hard, especially, you know, but the kids have been really good. My parents are awesome. My husband is awesome. And I have a, you know, a really good group of friends who would drop anything to help me.
You're lucky.
I'm very, very lucky, and I know it.
So when do you ever get to a point when you're in a role and you're in it, so you're no longer auditioning, and you are so freaking flying high, like you are so elated about what you're doing, how do you ground yourself?
I haven't been like that yet because I'm not a nervous wreck, but I have a lot of respect for what I'm doing. So when I go to work and I'm in character, whether it was The Fighter or American Hustle, I take that almost as the ultimate acting lesson that's free at the moment. So if I have an hour to watch Christian Bale or Benedict Cumberbatch or Amy Adams, and I have the chance to be in a room with them, I don't have a choice but to pay very close attention and find the moments that they have that I can take away with me.
Nice.
It's more educational at that point. And then when it's over, I am flying.
Oh, when it's over, you're flying.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I'm a little manic. When I get wicked excited about something,
yes.
I have like major wicked highs.
Ah.
And I am just like, you got to get out of the way because I'll probably knock you over. Like,
that's when it's over.
That's when
like
it's done.
Like around when a film is about to premiere. And then you don't know what's going to be in it. You don't know how much stuff is going to be cut. You don't know if you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
So that's also a challenge. But I really pay very close attention when I'm working.
If you could go somewhere, we have to go.
Yes.
But if you could go somewhere to do a role, where would you want to go?
Ooh, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or Australia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or Ireland.
Can you do a lot of accents?
I do have a bunch of accents. I have a great dialect coach.
Really?
Yeah.
So my brother's an actor. He does a lot of, he's in theater. So he's in Boston theater.
Yeah,
so he has tons of accents. And my husband is not an actor at all. And he's always doing accents in our house. So I caught my son the other day on a PlayStation game with doing a British accent.
How funny.
I went, wait a minute, who was that? And it was, isn't that great? Do your kids have any desire?
My kids are both theater
Are
kids.
They really?
Yeah, they haven't been doing anything recently, but yeah, they're great on stage. They're unbelievable, beautiful voices. They're singers.
My oldest was in theater and he was amazing. All right, we got to go to break. You can Google ericamcdermott.com for more information. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Communication is one of life's most fundamental joys, yet often taken for granted until it is lost or doesn't develop. If you are questioning your child's development, the offices of Suzanne Ducharme, an innovative clinical practice located in Norwell, can help. Founder and master clinician Suzanne Ducharme provides a warm and compassionate approach to pediatric speech pathology with craniosacral therapy and holistic family coaching to support families with special needs children. Book a consultation today at childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com. That's childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com. Being an expert on your business is what you do best. But do you know what's happening behind the scenes of your website? Linda Greenberg with Firetail Marketing can give you a complete analysis on what's working and where your site is lacking. Linda founded Firetail Marketing to provide insight and help create the lead generation plan you desire. She can even give you tips on running a successful Facebook ad campaign. Get your analysis today. Contact Linda at firetailmarketing.com.
Tell me, boy, you ain't going nowhere. With your cheap guitar and your big long hair.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. I just have a few last questions. I can't believe this is almost over. Okay, let's see here. Do your personal views come into your roles or personal characteristics? Have you merged any of them into any roles? And would you even want to?
That's a really good question. I don't think so. No, I think
you want to keep it separate.
I think for the fighter, I really thought about a lot of people that I saw growing up in the city. Mm. So I thought of a lot of people, not necessarily myself, but I guess in part that is myself because that's where I grew up.
Mm.
And there were some people around me that were like that.
So because when I see Mark in that role,
mm-hmm.
now I'm on a first name basis. when I see him in that role, I feel like that's a piece of him.
Yeah.
Just like when you whatever you play, you take a piece away with you. I almost feel like on the flip side, you pour a little piece of you into it.
I guess you could say that. Yeah, mm. I think in The Fighter, yeah.
I think that's cool.
And to be able to use my accent in that way was really important to me.
And really, if you really wanted to, and there was a particular role you really could pour your stuff into.
100%.
That would be so cool
to use that stage.
Right?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So would you ever put on a fat suit?
Definitely.
Really?
100%. Yes. No question.
Really?
Yeah,
so,
I would.
So can I just mention, so I'm writing the book right now.
Yes.
And my book is called, today is officially we're recording, but it's day 365. The book is called I'm on a Love Diet for 365 Days I'm Feeding Myself Love.
Cool.
And so it's a journal, it's a biography almost. If it ever became a movie.
Yeah, look me up.
Because I'm down 14 pounds and I'm going to be down a lot more as
Wonderful.
I'm editing. But would you ever play it and put on a fat suit?
Totally.
And, yeah.
Yep, I would do that.
And really, well, your characters are so different that you've played anyway.
I love character acting.
You're like, you look completely different.
I love it so much. Yeah, like, I really do.
And you get along with all the makeup artists and everybody that, you know, pulls your hair through
yeah.
the cap. And
I've kept in touch with most of them.
Really?
Yes.
And I'm sure they're all from Boston.
No, they're not. Some are from L.A., some are from Rhode Island, some
and
are from Boston.
Yeah. They fly them out to do the role. Okay, so besides family and friends.
Yes.
Who inspires you?
I have some teachers who've inspired me over the years who... I have an art teacher from high school who is the only person in the world, Mr. Coughlin from my high school, Archbishop Williams in Braintree, who is the only person in the world that could get me to focus as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He was incredible. It was the only time I ever paid attention really in class.
So you couldn't focus?
Oh, yeah. I had ADHD to beat the band.
Really?
Yes.
Well, and I kind of have a little bit of that,
don't
too.
We all?
I
think we all do.
In this day and age with the internet and all kinds of other stuff, I think we're all becoming that way.
Yeah, but I struggled in school and it had to really catch my attention in order to keep me focused. So,
and he was able to do that.
100%. He was so disappointed when I didn't go to art school, but I said, look at me now, Mr. Coughlin. Look at me now. He was great. And then I had another teacher, Kevin Lassett, who was my acting teacher down in Plymouth when Plymouth Rock Studios was opening.
Oh.
And he was...
What year was that?
That was 2008.
Oh, my God.
2008,
and that all fell apart. It was supposed to be at Waverly Oaks?
Yes. Yes.
And it all fell apart.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed because I lived down there.
Yeah.
So I could have been like a, you know.
He was my...
what are they called?
Yeah,
here,
right?
Fill in the word for me again. What is it?
You could have been an agent or an extra.
Thank you.
Yes. But Kevin Lassett was amazing, and he empowered me to believe in myself.
Mm.
He really did, and he believed in me.
And did he empower you to stay in your own lane?
He taught me everything. Mm. I had never acted a day in my life.
Yeah.
Taught me how to audition, how to slate my name, how to take risks, how to stay true to myself, how to see things through, how to look for work, not for fame, how to savor moments, how to... he really was. He was the most unbelievable acting teacher.
Wow.
And that was another time in my life that I was genuinely focused, truly.
Mm.
Like, could feel both of my feet on the floor when I was in his classes.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we are almost out of time. At the end, I'm going to ask you if you're going to share one final thought. But before I do, if you could change one thing in your industry, what would you want to change? Is there anything you would want to change?
There is something I would want to change, but it is so lame. It's so lame. Like, honestly, out of all things I could change. So in my industry, when you audition for something, mm-hmm. you go in, you audition, and then you must forget about it when you leave because you may never hear from them ever again. No one's going to call you and say, hey, that was really good, but they're going to pass. The waiting game is you have to have thick skin.
That's not lame. You got to have thick skin.
Got to have thick skin, but also it would be awesome if it became a universal rule in my business that someone called and told you, "Yeah, we're all set."
Huh.
Or, you know what, you were great, but we're going with somebody else. Like it was the courtesy call.
Yeah.
I would add a courtesy call. However, that's
so that
just
you're
the name
not
of the game.
Wondering.
Yeah.
And then in order to alleviate wondering, you have to basically Google it and find out if somebody got the role?
Pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
Or wait for the movie to come out.
Or wait for the movie to come out. Or wait for a friend to be like, hey, I was working on this and so-and-so was playing. And I'll be like, who was that? But yeah, so that would be the thing I would change. But it is kind of lame because it is just that it's been like that forever since the beginning of time. That's how it works.
So you can't. So really.
You just sit and wait.
You can't control everyone else. You can only control what you do.
Exactly.
And so cut that cord.
That's it. So when I leave the room, I leave the role and that's it.
Cut the imaginary cord.
But I would love it if they would add that. If they would add the courtesy call in, would be awesome. Even if it was an automated person. And
so next time you go in, say, okay, I'll be looking for the courtesy call to let me know whether I've got it or not. No, because then you shoot yourself in the foot.
I know. That would look totally JV. You got to be a varsity player when you get in that room.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Do you have any last minute words?
I'm just so thankful that you brought me in today.
Thank you.
And you had great questions. And I hope that someone out there learns something from my story.
You know what? And whether they're actresses listening or not, you know, you said so many inspiring things will inspire anybody in any business or whatever they're doing, even if they're moms and
you
they're at
it.
Home, because that's the biggest job. Number one biggest job of all is to be a mom.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for listening. I have one last final quote. And this is by Mark Twain. The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. Isn't that beautiful?
It really is. It's absolutely beautiful.
And that hit
beautiful.
You home when you read it, right?
It really did.
Yeah.
I love that quote. It's beautiful.
So I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.